right. And now I have the pleasure of bringing on a power couple of the pottery industry, Ann Garrett, Justin Garrett, the co-owners of Pottery World. How are you two doing today?
Doing good. Great.
I call you the power couple. Is that, and we may need you to step up to that mic a little bit. And is that a fair statement? Is that how we should refer to you guys?
As a power couple? Sure, right. I'll take it.
Obviously, everybody knows Pottery World. If you don't mind, and give us an overview of what is Pottery World.
Pottery World is just a beautiful store to come into and get inspiration for things for your home, for the interior and the exterior. And now we've included a cafe, so people are coming in and they're enjoying really good food.
Yes.
So it's a destination to find unique things for your home.
Well, yeah, I love the architecture of your kitchen or your cafe area. It's inspiring. In fact, I hired your architect to work on something, Bill Ferry, to work on something for me that I'm working on. But I agree. What was the inspiration for this layout, this design of this retail operation?
Well, my father actually had the insight to bring Pottery World to where it is today. He started, at Denio's Auction and has worked his way every day to get us to where we are now. And he had a vision to bring things to people's homes. He saw a need that people wanted to put things in their yard. They liked to garden and started small and worked his way up. And the establishment we have now, it's just we continue to grow and see how we can make it better.
So you brought along Justin. Now, Justin, what's your role in this operation? You're the general manager. You're one of the guys overseeing this thing. Is that right? Or overseeing it?
Right. I am now. I'm the general manager. We've got a great team, though. I just kind of oversee all the aspects. Cafe, we have two locations. There's one in El Dorado Hills. Annie and I do a lot of the buying, and then her father, Jim, and I do a lot of the buying as well, traveling, and her older brother, Bill's involved as well.
What's it like working in a family business? You married into this family. What's the dynamic there at Pottery World?
Actually, it worked out great.
Ask Ann. We'll get the truth here. All right. So, yeah, talk to us about what it's like working in that kind of family, because it's such a close family, and then we insert you in. Talk to us about that.
Right. It worked out pretty good. I've known her parents longer than I've known her. So her dad had recruited me from a previous job that I had. So I've worked for him actually before I knew Ann. And then he introduced me to Ann at the grand opening of the Rockland store. And so we've been together a little over 18 years now. And it's kind of nice because she's got such a skill set. Her brother has a skill set. Her father has a skill set. And together, they decided that the skill set that I could bring to the table was going to be beneficial for the company and try to help oversee, and work, kind of be the liaison between both the employees and the family, and then even between the family members. So
you met Jim Rada first, right? A powerful man, inspiration behind this this enterprise, and you're in as one of the employees. And then what happens when you decide you want to start dating his daughter? How did that play out?
Well, that wasn't the first decision. I worked for Jim before this store was open. He had a little store. It was like a ma-pa shop down in Auburn Boulevard.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Macrame interior, a lot of fountains. And, my first job there was scraping cracks, weeds out of cracks. So I started at bottom level, and he had me take a delivery truck to this new store with some product on it, trying to get it open. The first time I saw the store, honestly, I thought it was crazy. The store was, it's 3 acres. It's 30,000 square feet. It's a behemoth out here. So, and I was on my way back to Alaska. I used to commercial fish, and Jim talked me into staying for one summer. Said, try a California summer. And lucky I did that summer. We had the grand opening, and I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Ann.
Very cool. Yeah. So talk to us about, where did it go from there? I grew up in a family business too. My dad had a TV shop when I was a little kid. I was at Denio's all the time as a little kid. So I have a sense as to how that might feel. But from your perspective, what's it like growing up in a family business? When did you get involved?
Well, when I was a little girl running around Denio's, I, you know, was moving around pots, but my brother Bill taught me how to count back change and, you know, work with customers. And as I grew up, I thought, I don't want to do this. I want to do something different. So I went and got different summer jobs, babysitting and being a waitress. And then I went, you know, away to school and thought, oh, I'm going to do something different. But really, I started to appreciate it, I guess, around 21, 22, what my dad really had created. I mean, I had his work ethic, but I was like, this is amazing what he's accomplished. And he said I could use your help. And I was, at the time, painting in San Diego. I was doing murals in people's homes. And so I knew I had that artistic side of me. I wasn't trained formally, but I knew I had a good eye. And when I came back, I met Justin, and didn't take long before I moved back from San Diego to come here. And my dad said, well, let's start traveling. So he had me go with him, and I learned different things why we traveled and took stuff in. And so
there were rules against dating other employees around the office?
I'm sure there was. But,
you broke the rules. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've had actually quite a few couples who've met at the store and actually have gotten married, so that's kind of pretty cool.
Well, let's talk about the culture. It's right down the road for me. I'm a client. I suppose we bought a lot of furniture stuff there. But the culture, I've always enjoyed your teammates, even your dad in the cafe coming around greeting us if we're eating lunch. How do you build that kind of culture?
I think a lot of that comes from the warmth of my mother. She's always about making people feel like they're a guest in your home. So she's always instilled that in us and tries to instill that in our employees. And, you know, she wants them to feel like they're part of the family. So I think that comes from her.
That's exciting. Really cool. So back to you, Justin. Let's get the truth here. I want to get the stress involved in dating the boss's daughter. Like, how did I can only imagine that being like you got to walk a tightrope in some way. I mean, you better be a good teammate or a good employee, right?
Right. And I think that was a big part of it, is that I had already worked for him. I felt like I'd somewhat proven myself. He liked my work ethic. I got along great with the rest of the crew. I could speak Spanish. We had a lot of Spanish-speaking, employees, so I kind of gained the respect of the whole crew, and, I worked my butt off, and honestly, I had one foot out the door, so I didn't think I was going to be there forever. I thought, I was 22 years old when I was working there, so, it's been almost 19 years now, so there was a progression, and, there's been some trying times.
What are the trying times? Because I can imagine retail in general is going through this massive change with technology, online sales, and so on. What are the big challenges? What have you overcome, and what do you see for the future?
Well, the online game certainly made its presence. Everybody's shopping online and Amazon. I think what separates Pottery World is a majority of it is the design, the display, and we go all around the world. We get stuff that you won't find anywhere else.
Okay.
We really, I spend weeks in overseas. Her dad does, her brother does. Anne's traveling all around the country. We find unique stuff, and then we put it together in a way that other people don't, mm-hmm. So.
Well, one of the things I see walking into your business is it's kind of an experience. I mean, we're here on Toy Row. Granite Drive has got the Tesla dealership, Porsche, Land Rover, Haney Biz, right? And you guys. And as you come into these businesses, it's kind of an experience. I definitely feel that way when I go into Pottery World. It's like, wow, I'm in this, cool environment. You make it, and you've got the food. You got all that stuff there. I mean, I'm thinking, was that your vision, Anne, or where did that come from?
Again, that was Jim. He started with a small little, you could pick up a little sandwich. It was small. And then he said, I think we need to make it a restaurant. And we're like, we can't make it a restaurant. We're not laid out for that. And I mean, you don't say no to him because he's like, I'll find a way,
do
you know?
So then Jim? I helped him. You refer to him as Jim. Do you call him Jim? Do you call him Dad around the office?
Oh, he's Dad.
He's Dad.
Sure. I mean,
okay.
I walk into the office and I give him a kiss and a hug every day.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
No, he's
sometimes
Dad, for
sure. My son Marcus, you know, we have the radio program together, and he sometimes calls me Mark, and I'm like, just call me Dad, dude. I mean,
yeah. Okay. No, he definitely, he's Dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call him? You call him Jim or do you call him Dad?
I call him Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's always been Jim. So, and okay. I think that's what's cool about Jim is Jim's still there almost every day, even though he's kind of handing over the reins, you know, and Annie and I and Bill are more running the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Jim and Sharon both go every day. You know, I think that really shows the employees and, you know, the clientele, like, they care. He cares a lot.
Well, what's the vision for the future, Justin? I mean, obviously you have the El Dorado Hills location is also fantastic, the one here in Rockland. What does this look like in 5 to 10 years after you've more fully grabbed a hold of these reins?
Yeah, it is a good question. We've thought about doing some online just to try to get our foot, you know, kind of dip our toe in the water with some of the unique product we have to cut down on the competition. The El Dorado Hills store, there's huge growth in that area, as there is over here, so it's nice. We've got 85 employees now. We're trying to support a lot of the local families. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to help a local artist. We buy a lot of U.S.-made stuff. We're getting some artists out of Auburn and, you know, some unique stuff. Again, stuff that you can't find anywhere else, and we try to help, you know, other businesses thrive and get more people local in the community involved, and, you know, so it's just steadfast. We've got to make some improvements at the El Dorado Hills store and, you know, make it a destination.
Going into the future, it is definitely, you think, because so many things are online, and I think that's one of our biggest things that we try to figure out is, like, how do we keep up with a lot of the big guys, mm-hmm. you know, because we're just a family operation, so it's definitely a challenge. And one, I think we're willing to, you know, move forward and hopefully get there to sell online. But at this point, it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, what are you excited about right now? What's the most exciting thing happening right now at Pottery World?
The most exciting thing, I think, is just really seeing the product come in and then getting feedback from our customers that they enjoy shopping, or they bought something and it's lasted for so long and they like the quality. To hear that positive feedback, I think, is pretty exciting from our customers.
A lot of retail, they have a spike around Christmas time. Your product lends itself a lot to the outdoors. I know you have indoor furniture and things like that, but is it seasonal at all?
Oh, yeah. We have actually coming up November 10th, a huge open house. It's kind of like our traditional grand opening for all of our Christmas that's going to be out. We have 14 different displays that we're going to be showing. So we get feedback that people look forward to coming because they can start their tradition of starting the season off with us for our Christmas displays.
Well, I always try to get, I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of a hard time talking about the marriage and all that, because I think that's interesting to people. And we have to imagine, you know, we have a family. I grew up in a family business. There were, internal family stuff that happens at home, and it's easy to take it to work and vice versa. I mean, how do you guys deal with the internal family struggles? How do these things get resolved at the work standpoint in the business? Does it rally up to the general manager to just sort it all out, or do you guys go to Jim? How do you guys handle the tough ones?
I think the secret's square footage.
Yeah.
It's a big property.
Yeah.
Ann can be inside decorating, and I can be in the office, and Bill can be doing pottery.
Yeah. No, it is. Like, we definitely have a lot of conversations, not only during business, but also like after when we get together for dinners, it's hard to turn it off. And we do talk a lot, and sometimes, you know, it's not easy, but the main thing is communication, that we like talk about it and then we work through it and we figure out, okay, how are we going to, you know, improve it? And hopefully we do. And
we all want the same thing.
Describe a family dinner at the Rada's house. Is this at your mom and dad's house, or is this at your house?
You know what? Actually, Bill, hosts a lot of the dinners. His wife, Veronica, is an amazing cook.
Let us envision this. Okay, we're at Bill's house, and you're all there. Are there grandkids and stuff?
Well, he has 9 children.
Okay.
My brother. So they have a beautiful, you know, large family. And then me and Justin have 2 boys, and my mom and dad come. And, you know, yeah, it's just your normal, you know, barbecue, a lot of kids running around. And then us usually talking about work. And sometimes I have to, you know, say, hey, you know, no more work talk. You know,
cause you're the one.
You know, yeah, you have to, because you want to, like, that's your time with your kids, too. So you have to sometimes, like, turn it off.
Maybe I'll shut it off.
You know?
Okay, just closing thoughts as we think about other entrepreneurs that are thinking about family business. Do I bring my children into the business? Do I go to work with my mom and dad and maybe hope to take over at some point? Advice, Justin, for the next one in line?
Well, I think for everyone it could be different. We're very fortunate that, you know, I get along so well with my in-laws. People, you know, say, oh, I can't get along with my in-laws. You know, fortunately for me, that's not the case. Jim and I spend weeks together traveling all over the world and working on design. Anne's mom, Sharon, is one of the sweetest ladies you'll ever meet. If you've met her, she's, you know, like a saint. Her brother and I have spent a lot of time traveling together, and I think having the common goals, I think knowing your family, everyone working towards the same common goal. We all want it to succeed. We've got a lot of responsibility with a lot of families that we're employing. So level-headed and communication. Like Ann said, it's communication.
I like bringing family in. Right now, my niece has just been, she's 16, so she just started learning how to cashier. We've taught her some things in outside sales, and now I wanted to learn design. So she's learning how to make florals, and I think it's cool to bring your family in and work together. Let them spread their wings if they don't want to do it, but it's cool to start at a base and see where it goes from there.
Ann and Justin Garrett, co-owners of Pottery World, the epitome of what should be, what every family business should look like. Thank you for coming on the show today. You've inspired us. Makes me want to go give my kids a hug. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate
your
story.
Thanks for having
you
us.
Bet.
Thank
you.
Awesome.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.